Hi. I hope you're doing well. I want to start by saying that this is a funky time and a hard one, and we're in the midst of a global pandemic, and that's hard and maybe chaotic, maybe calm in some ways, maybe surprising. But for me at least, it seems that even if day to day my life appears to parallel the day before, just the weight of existing in this world can seem to get a little heavier. So, what I hope is that my voice, or another lovely voice on Gone Wild Audio, or maybe just something sexy, brings you some lightness and makes you feel good. So, here we go. To making you feel good. You met me on Tinder. From my photos, I look cute, innocent, maybe, sweet. Maybe a little adventurous, but it's hard to tell. You take me out for dinner at a pub with good beer. You're worried I won't like it, but I order an IPA and you decide, okay. Maybe she's alright. Maybe she likes it here. We sit at the bar because I wanted to. You don't know how to read that. She trying to hit on other men? Does she not want to look right at me? I don't. But shortly after you order a drink, I place my hand on your knee, just briefly. And you think, oh, okay, yeah. The bar isn't so bad. Our conversation flows really easily. You don't even make it to those few stories you keep on hand for the usual lulls and Tinder date conversations. You catch me smiling at you. I bite my lower lip softly and look down at my empty glass. You mentioned you live close to here, yeah? I say, and you say yes. And I smile and place my hand on your knee again, and inch it up just a little before saying, is it rude to invite myself over? You're flustered, but you do really well. You respond by leaning toward me and kissing me. Tongue gently spreads my lips apart, and I lean into your kiss. You lean back and feel my hand grip your knee tighter. Let's go, you say. You open the door to your apartment and watch me as I find my way to your kitchen. Wine? You hear me say and smile. You've certainly made yourself at home, haven't you? You ask me, following me to the kitchen. You watch me turn to you and smile. Absolutely, I say. You walk to the wine rack off to the right and pull out a bottle of red. You pour two glasses. We sit on the couch. We sip wine. You're saying something, recounting some story you can't quite remember, when you watch me set my glass down on the table and turn to you. You keep going, telling your story, until I rest one hand on your shoulder and lean toward you and swing one leg over your lap and straddling you. Keep telling your story, sweetheart. I was really enjoying it, I say. You take a moment. I'm looking at you as if I'm puzzled, as if to say, why would you stop? You continue. Your hands find my hips. You watch me lean towards you, then kiss your neck. Don't stop, sweetheart, I say. I want to know what happens. You feel my soft lips press against the base of your neck, traveling up to your ear. You feel my tongue run across the length of your ear, and you gasp lightly, gripping my hips in your hands. You pause, but then in your ear, I whisper, sweetheart, I said don't stop. Don't stop until I tell you, okay? You breathe. You continue your story, grasping for the details you seem to have forgotten right now. You feel my breath trail back down your neck, then my hands in your hair. I'm leaning closer to you. You keep telling your story. Very good. I lean so close, my lips brush against yours just a little as you speak. You watch my lips curl into a soft smile. You're struggling. Okay, baby, you can stop, I say, and I softly bite your bottom lip and kiss you. My hips thrust into yours, and my hands grip your hair and the back of your neck. Your hands press up beneath my shirt, hugging my waist. Our lips part, and I say, let me know if anything doesn't feel good, sweetheart, and stand in front of you. I take your hands in mine and bring them to the bottom of my shirt, and you smile, lifting the shirt off of me. I'm wearing a black lacy bra. You pull yourself closer to the edge of the couch, closer to me. And you reach your hands towards my jeans, unbuttoning skillfully. You pull down sharply and reveal my matching black panties. You can tell I'm not shy. Definitely not quite as innocent as my Tinder photos would have you believe. I kick the jeans from my ankles and get down on my knees. Your eyebrows raise as I reach my hands to your belt and unbuckle you. Unzip you. Pull your jeans from you. You exhale in the way that men do and lean back. You watch me smile and look at you as I lean toward you. And take your cock in my mouth. You hear me sigh as you enter me. Sweetheart, what you don't know yet is that I love this. I love feeling your pulsing cock in my mouth. Knowing how much pleasure I can give you. I love watching, right? As you press just that much further into my throat, that look on your face. Place your hand at the back of my head instinctively, but then pause and put your hand back on the couch. Baby, you want to be respectful. I love that. But sweetheart, I interlace my fingers with yours and I lead your hand back to the back of my head. Smile. Can I feel your cock pulse just then? When you realize I can take it. Myself from your hard cock and stand. I immediately draw down my panties and grab my ass with both hands. I run one finger along my pussy and then up in front of us. You can see how what you've made me already. I cock my head to the side and reach my finger to your. And you open your mouth and take me in. Licking my juices off my finger. You watch me smile and lean toward you. My hands grasping your neck and hair as I climb back on top of you, straddling you. Will you fuck me, sweetheart? I say, and you respond by reaching your hands to my hips and pressing me down onto your hard cock. Oh. Oh, my hand's reaching for you, trying to gain some kind of stability. Oh my god. Baby, you're gonna make me come. You to train yourself.